became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, after reading the devastating news procured by the world and the premier and the prime minister, how are we supposed to get through this psychologically, not being able to be with people?
What devastating news did I miss this morning?
Well, the state of emergency continues for another 2 weeks.
Yes.
Possibly the end of April, possibly May.
Yes.
I haven't seen my mother in 2 weeks. I'm concerned the air is going to kill her before anything else does. I can't see her. That's my prime concern. Now, here's a question for the scientist. I don't understand this. Maybe you can clarify. We know that they're not testing for asymptomatic people. That's fine. You are tested if you develop symptoms after 14 days of being outside Canada, or if you're providing care while someone probable or confined may have it, care workers, etc., or you've had close contact with someone who has traveled outside Canada in the last 14 days who get ill. But at the same time, they say that even though we don't know who's got it and who doesn't, even if we're not testing, you don't know who has it, who doesn't have it. So isn't that a contradiction in terms? Shouldn't everybody, well, how can they? I'm flummoxed.
I think the thing is, like, they can't because it's like the old story about police record checks. Like, I submit a police record check today, but I go out and commit my crime tomorrow. It showed as clear. So you can test today and be a carrier tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, testing, I think, except for those people like the care workers and things like that. Now, Bonnie Henry did say, like, when people were coming back to Canada in droves, they were assumed to be carriers, and that's why they weren't even testing them. They were just saying, self-isolate for 14 days.
Right.
You know, and those people don't make the numbers whether they've got it or not. And is there any way you could phone your mom's facility and say, at least bring her to the door? I think we're getting to a stage if this carries on, because you're not alone. There's a whole bunch of people with family in care. And, you know, maybe it's almost like jail where you can at least talk through the plexiglass.
That's a very good point. Last night's address was fairly significant. And there are many, 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 many people like me who are in the very, 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 very same situation. And the forethought of how do we do this, I'm just assuming they just don't have anybody on the ground to do that. The licensing people, for example, for Vancouver Coastal Health are all out. They're all deployed to work on this virus out there in the field. So even those people in the back rooms in the administrative level of, you know, how do we do things X, Y, Z, and P during normal times are gone. They check their messages. So this thought about, well, how do we help guide emotional care is way back in the back burner.
I'm not sure it's way back on the back burner. It's just that there's no answers for it.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
It's the same thing. It might as well be on the back
burner. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the solution is, as I say, short of setting up visiting rooms where, I guess you just have to have the cubicles 2 meters apart so that the visitors don't infect each other. Yeah, it's a strange thing, and it's interesting watching, I guess, people that I had great respect for, but I liked and respected on Facebook. I know them. And one young woman last night actually posted, whenever I saw it last night, quit overreacting. You know, this isn't a death sentence. It's the flu. And I'm thinking, well, for you, it's just the flu. For your kids, it's just the flu. But for your elderly neighbor that you might infect, it could be a death sentence. And I'm sorry, if both you and I have complications and end up at hospital together, because you are younger with young children, you will get the ventilator and they will give me the death sentence. You know, like, it is really complicated.
Yeah,
it's just interesting. Weird. It's not even interesting, I guess. It's just weird. And I did see somebody else post yesterday saying, you know, like, we don't have bullets flying. We don't have bombs coming through the air. You know, we still do have groceries. We don't have rationing yet. We still have a political system that is there. I don't know how well it's working, but at least it's not quite a dictatorship yet. Do we just sit and look at what we do have?
Yeah.
Although I wish we do have a bit of sunshine. I'm so tired of cold and bluster and rain.
You know, it's cold out there.
Well, yesterday I took my client for a drive because we sort of stepped out of the house and we thought, you know, I'm not sure. And sure enough, before we were even in the car, the first spots of rain were falling. We had hail, we had snow, we had sunshine. And this morning, the Malahat was blocked because somebody skidded out on the hail and there was a car accident. It's just like, on top of everything else, give us some sunshine, because apparently that'll at least make it dormant for a little while. And we'll worry about this again in the fall when we all feel like being indoors anyways.
Well, this is a bit of a cheeky question, but why are you so close with you're less than 6 feet apart from your client? How can you do that?
I do believe if I were to ask her husband, he might consider me an essential service.
Ah, there we go.
So, yeah, I mean, we don't quite address it, but, you know, we both agree that this is day to day and who knows.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I could put up a plexiglass shield, I guess, between us, but I don't think she really goes anywhere except for the odd short walk with him and then out with me. Now, yes, he still goes into the community because he gets the groceries and things like that. You know, they say all of us, we're going to end up with it sooner or later anyways. So I don't know. For every question, there's three more questions.
Yeah, it's true. You just gave me a hint, though. I wonder if family love is an essential service.
Very good point.
So I'm going to pose that rather esoteric element in my email to the nursing staff, but they're overrun. I mean, honestly, I do feel for them.
Well, I think it's the old story, too. I'm sure they're isolating these people as well as they can. But, you know, to have you come in, like, not knowing if you're a carrier today.
Yeah.
You know, so then you do give it to your mom, and then say she wanders out in the hall touching railings. It's one of those complicated things.
Truly. Truly.
Well, we haven't solved any of the problems of the world today yet, have we? And we're 10 minutes in.
We're 10 minutes in. it's rent day. I've got business to do. Oh, I did have a very good day yesterday. I don't know, something It's a bit like being on a desert island, and the desert island is bigger than you thought it was, and you thought you went around it, but you're still going around it. And so I bumped into things that got done, and it was hours of just catching up from last week. Well, that's just how it goes if you're on the phone constantly. That felt good. And there really is something psychological to clearing spaces. It's a very simple thing, but it really works. So I'd be doing more of that today.
Well, maybe you could go to your local grocery store too and keep your 2 meter distance and have a conversation with somebody from 2 meters away.
Yeah, there's that.
It's strange, but.
It's strange. Okay, so I wrote another blogette out of the way. And as I say, you got that one, right?
I did, yeah. I haven't had time to process it yet,
Okay,
but I,
that's fine.
yeah, I'll get that done.
And yeah, get some good feedback on it. Yeah, so whenever the spirit strikes me, I will do that. So what's on your agenda today?
I think I'm trying to decide. I mean, I should probably get the boys and the dog out for a walk, but it's just so cold and miserable that it's hard to get motivated. But I will push my butt out of the door as soon as we're done here and at least
I
have that
agree.
done.
I will be doing that too. I will be doing that too. My mind's empty because my heart is full. That's my only defense.
What I've found recently, and I'm torn about it because we're such a new podcast,
Yeah.
as to whether, like, I don't want this to be the COVID podcast.
Oh, I hear you. I do. Although I'm not paying attention right now.
I was actually thinking of, like we do end up talking about COVID, is maybe trying to put the COVID convo on one day and then the next day pull something from our archives and have it totally unrelated to COVID and just our lives and the craziness and the silliness and the good stuff.
I do agree with you wholeheartedly, absolutely, but it does drive home the point that conversation does sometimes go into, circular circles of circles because it's something ever present.
Well, and I think this is all consuming too. Like
It's
everything we do in a day is reflects COVID in some way or another.
yes. Indeed. And that shit has to stop.
Well, the shit can't stop because that's part of your digestive tract. Just wash your hands an extra 5 seconds.
Extra 5 seconds. I bought a. I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Oh, okay, I'll change the subject.
Okay.
Yesterday, the husband of my client said that, "Have you heard that podcast with Jan Arden?" And I went, "No." And Jan Arden and a woman who was on Dragon's Den, I can't remember, this might have been the woman you were talking about. I can't remember her name now. I did look them up last night. They had a podcast. Now, they haven't done anything with it for quite a few months. I think last summer might have been their last thing. He said it was almost like this woman from Dragon's Den or whatever the show was mentoring Jan in a business sense. But he said it was just conversation. And I went,
Right.
"Oh my God." I said, "I thought we were original. You mean we're copies?" And then I looked it up last night and realized they hadn't done anything since last summer. So no, we're re-originals.
Okay, I like that. Originals. Originals. And I'm just going to say that isn't it interesting, of course, that it's women before and women now. I'm making a generalization that's rather sweeping, but women talk. It's not uncommon for us to be talking about the same things. I'm just glad it's two extremely bright women talking about this. And Jan and Dragon Den, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I have great respect for Jan Arden. She's done a lot and come a long way.
Oh, indeed. Very much so. Did you ever see her comedy show
No, I didn't.
on CBC?
I've got her book, though, her bio.
The one about her mom?
No, her own.
She wrote a book about her mom as well.
Oh, so did what's her nose? Because you told me about that a few weeks ago. Diane Keaton. Yeah.
Again, women telling stories about women. Yeah. The thing I liked about the Jan Arden CBC show is that there was no question in her performance about being politically correct. I was going to say bitchy. She came across as really tough-nosed, hard-knocking, don't push me around. And some can see that as bitchy, but she was really the anti-hero for what people think women should be like. Accommodating, helpful, pleasant. And I kind of liked that. It was irreverent. There was something stamped with a don't force me to do something that I don't want to do because I'm going to be who I am. It was really kind of refreshing.
People tried to stuff her into so many boxes when she was young that I'm sure she, probably just revolted.
Uh-huh.
And you have to respect someone who does that.
Absolutely. I do see that.
So who died?
Who died?
Mm-hmm. When we were sending a few notes back and forth last night, I said I'd seen the premiere on TV. He's got to learn how to read a teleprompter while on camera because he was just glassy-eyed. He was staring at it. Like, I don't think he even blinked. And you said, who can we get to coach him? I think he died, actually.
Oh, I was talking about Bill Hicks. I thought you were commenting on Bill Hicks' quote that human beings are viruses with shoes.
Perhaps we are.
Perhaps we are.
No, we can't say that out loud because then they really won't let you in to see your mom.
Well, thank you.
Delete.
Delete.
Strike that comment from the record.
I have to pull back and talk more. Just one more comment about being at the edge of the world, like the first mapologists. What were they called in the
cartographer?
Ancient... Thank you. See, my vocabulary is even disappearing. You know, there are maps. I've got them. Ancient maps of the world, and the world stops at the edge of the page. Well, this is a bit like that. It's like, well, what's going to happen? How are people going to travel? What about concerts? What about the park festivities? What's going to happen? It's interesting.
Well, interestingly enough, I did post a link last night on my Facebook group saying, what are you going to do when this, or where would you like to visit when this blows over? And then I put a little comment just saying, it's good for your brain too, but Duolingo, which teaches other languages, is free. They do have a free program. And one woman actually came on and said, oh, I'm going to fly when this is done. All the places I'm going to see. Yeah, I think it's either going to scare the bejesus out of people so they never go out of the door again, or they're going to be wanting to breathe as much air as they can, no matter where that air is, as long as it's clean air.
Well, here's the thing. You don't get something without giving something up. And because people have had to give up their cars, we talked about this last week, pollution levels have gone down. So how are we going to do both those things? That will be interesting too. A whole bunch of habits are going to change, not just personally, but on a global level. This is a futurologist question that bears witness. I would love to hear about how people envision the next, we just got started in the century, but this coming century, where will it put us?
I think you know what I've noticed?
What?
Is I say, I think too, a lot.
Oh.
I have edited out so many of those, I drive myself crazy.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, I sure do when I'm listening. However, what I was going to say is I remember when I was teaching lifestyle and you know, healthy lifestyle, whether it's activity or food or whatever, is we used to say it took 12 weeks to really embed a new habit.
Right.
And by all reports, this will be about a 12-week or more journey for us. So when you talk about new habits, it very possibly likely, unless it's a pendulum that swings.
Well, that is very illuminating. That is a very good, not bumper sticker, but all those things that we say, those little mantras, those, yes, you can do it too.
We're all in this together.
Oh, well, there we go.
Just keep 2 meters away from me.
God, will I ever have a boyfriend again? That's my main concern.
I did see a meme yesterday that said, corona-free woman looking for corona-free man with toilet paper. Send photo of toilet paper. Oh, dear. And I'm just not that long ago, we did rather get into, oh, maybe it was the time we got into men with along the lines of David Suzuki et al. And yeah. I think in the write-up, I actually said something. I think it was that one. I'm not sure. Is that sometimes we get on a rant about men, but we do like them. Honest, we do.
Well, they have the right moving parts.
The older you get, the less that happens.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, we don't want to make this pornographic, so I'll stop now.
Oh, I had to put a little, when I put these up on our podcast host,
yes.
It says, is this clean or does it have, I can't think of the word they use. And there was one where we were talking about kids and we used the F-bomb a number of times. Oh, because of your pigeons. And so I did actually have to have a little thing. So yesterday when I was trying to put up a trailer for the podcast, I noticed that one of the episodes has there's a little explicit on that particular one. Because I have to be honest, I don't want anybody to report us saying, they said that was clean and there I had my son listening or my child listening and they had got into all these bad words.
Yep.
So it's like, whatever.
Okay, then I'll repeat that by saying pornographic.
Well, by the same token, I did start the write-up saying, do we really have to put a language alert on this? Yes, we say some words.
Yeah.
However, that said, I don't want to get booted just because we use an F-bomb from time to time.
We're having a good time. We want to keep it that way.
Party!
This week, we can maintain it. It's, bring the world closer to online communication. Can you imagine me saying that?
Well, I was thinking that when you were saying, what are we going to do without social, social whatever for these weeks and weeks and weeks? And I thought, okay, well, I had a solution and you dissed it. So, like, I'm not even going to go there.
I did not diss it.
Chat rooms. Yeah. When I said chat rooms, so people could actually just...
No, I can't do that. No, I can't. It's too weird. It's like, I don't know you. I don't want to talk to you. I know you. I want to talk to you. And I've just gotten on to Skyping friends in Georgia, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. I've just got there. So don't push me.
Okay, so you are communicating, though. That's okay. It's a two-person chat room.
Yes, okay. Remind me in 6 months, maybe.
You hold the key. That's all that matters to you.
Okay, that's fine. The key. The key to my heart. The key to the bathroom.
No, the key to the chat room.
The key to the chat room. It even sounds dirty. It sounds dirty. Oh, chat room. No. Give me TCM. I want Turner Movie Classics, 1935.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I can do that, too. Well, I've got a big... A big day of doing nothing. No, that's not true. I am going to get to my collages. Remember I talked about it last week?
Yeah. I've been saving poster board for you in case we ever see each other again.
Think of the parties that everybody will have. Wow, we could be infected with some kind of joyous... Mediterranean, Italian, Spanish, Greek sort of come alive. We're going to have fun now.
People have been commenting on how many babies there will be born in 9 months. And somebody else said they won't be born in 9 months. The big party's going to happen when this is all done. 9 months from that date will be when all the babies are born.
Well, exactly. It's a little impossible now. Yes. Anyway. Okay. I will make this threat. I will make this promise. I am going to cull my enormous body of thought to have a COVID-free conversation on Friday. How about that?
Okay. And oh, I was going to say on a happy note, the sun just came out, but that was 3.5 seconds ago and it's gone. Yeah, I'll even put a note saying COVID-free day.
Yes, and a darn smart observation. We should not be prattling on about something like this when there are other things to talk about.
Well, there are. And even if we need to make a list.
But, you know, the show notes could be quite interesting, like the COVID show, dot, dot, dot. Okay, we did another COVID show, dot, dot, dot. We can't help ourselves, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah, right. Did you like my little quote from Tale of Two Cities?
Oh, gosh, that was good. And truly, you know, what comes around goes around. The life is cyclical transformations of the same thing we've gone before. This is rather a tantalizing subject, she said.
Okay, and on that note, we can leave tantalizing in as the leader into the next episode, the cliffhanger.
Let's do that.
Okay. Friday will be the tantalizing one.
Friday's tantalizing.
All right.
I'm making notes. Okay.
Happy Tanta planning.
Tanta planting. You got it.
Okay. Catch you then. Have a good one.
You too.